Oh my God, this is like the seventh time I've started this, and then I delete it after like 15 seconds. I'm not gonna do that this time. I'm gonna commit. I'm gonna commit to this one. How's it going? Man, I had a crazy emotional day today. I've just been like feeling really fucking shitty. So, but yeah, I just, I'm just feeling overworked and underappreciated. And yeah, I have, doesn't matter what I do, because you know what? I think we all feel the same way. So, doesn't matter what we do. I was gonna say what I do for a job. How I feel underappreciated, but I think we all do. So, what I decided to do to make myself feel better is I've set a fire to my living room. No, I wish I'd have set a fire in my living room, and it's also in the fireplace. I actually have a wood fireplace, which is really awesome, and I just started kind of like really using it regularly this winter, and I'm just so glad that I started using it. Just like the fire, like I have it on now. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Ooh, just that sound is so like comforting. It's awesome. Like the warmth, that's like wow, so powerful. If you get close to it, you're like, yowza. But we need it, right? And the smell is so nice. The smell is so nice, and the smoke, and I just feel like it's got real like cleansing powers. And destroying powers. And I was thinking, like, how that really can kind of relate to how, sometimes you just want to burn all this shit to the ground. Not 'cause you're super fucking angry or whatever, just because, like, destruction is beautiful, It makes room for creation. You have to kind of destroy stuff in order to create. I don't know, Like morph things into another thing. Even just moving stuff around your furniture and then like you create space. Like even just a shelf in your bookcase, you create a space and you're like, holy shit. It feels really good. So yeah, I've kind of like set ablaze, not well, okay, for realsies, and also like with all my stuff. I've been totally like I'm just going crazy getting rid of like all this stuff I've just accumulated in my house. And so my living room right now is pretty awesome. It's really minimalistic. It's like and like I don't even want the couch really anymore. I just want this to turn into like, I don't know, calm. I just want to be like my house is like a haven. Like this is my home. This is where my little ones are and my love and my shelter and my food, where I have all my stuff, whether I fucking hate it or not, all my shit. I have it here. Like this is my home. And yeah, so looking after it, trying to get rid of all my stuff. And Actually, and you know what? The real deal is my home. This is not even my home, actually. My home is where the heart is. And you know where my heart is? It's in my chest of my body. This is my home, you know, really. So I want to be able to be anywhere in the world and in any situation and be able to be cool and, like, you know, feel comfortable. Ooh, I just put a flag there because I got a text. Sorry. I'm gonna take that out later. Or am I? I said I committed to this. I kind of want to do these, I don't know, and not, like, edit them, but we'll see how that goes. Sometimes I'm pretty, like, potty mouthed. It's funny. It's kind of in that weird, you know, like, I'm talking about cleaning and just, like, how. Oh yeah, I was gonna say, like, my body is my home, right? And sorry, before I got that text, yeah, message, almost burnt my hand off there. He houses. That fire is hot. Okay. I don't know if I'll be able to do this unedited. At least if I want to do it unedited, I should write down some notes because, like, I have a million things to say to you guys, which is exciting because, yeah, like I said, I was feeling really freaking shitty, and I'm gonna watch the potty mouth. Okay, when I'm nervous, I swear a lot, and, like, the first couple, like, when I was having that conversation and explaining, like, euthenics and everything, the first couple episodes. Right, I was like super. I was like, fuck this and fuck that. I was angry also at the time, really nervous, and just a potty mouth. And so, you know, sometimes that happens. I don't know if I'm really apologizing or I'm just, like, fair warning you. So I think I've done my due diligence there, and so yeah, so it is kind of cute that, you know, I'm talking to you about cleanliness, and I have, like, a dirty mouth. So, you know, so just, you know, fair warning there if you get freaked out about F words. Although I did use it pretty, I wasn't proud of that. So, like I said, I want to be able to. Just, like, you know, anywhere I go in the world, I want to know that, you know, my house, my home, I want to be master of my own domain. And that domain, like, my body. And that's, like, you know, making sure that I'm in a clean place because I know what lurks in, you know, what kind of bacterias and germs and disease and shit, like, whew. Gross. So I don't. I'm actually getting really afraid of getting sick. The more that I learn about cleanliness, but okay, that'll be for another time. Let's bring that up later. But ooh, I'm getting lost in this fire here. Let's have a little fire moment together, you and I, in the fire, and we'll listen. That's nice. Okay, it's getting really hot. But it's so soothing and destructive. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. And, like, so, okay, anywhere I wanna be in the world or whatever, you know, I'm not planning on going anywhere, but even in my own living room here, I was having a freaking meltdown today. And I wanna work on being cool, you know? Anxiety really freaking sucks. And I know that doesn't have to be like that. I don't have to feel shitty, like freaked out and not even know like why. That's a piss off too. 'Cause if like I could, well, it's like if I knew why, you know, I could fucking fix it. You know what I mean? So it's just like, does it make any sense? And then you kind of have to like go through your mind and you're like, am I crazy? Am I, is this anxiety or is this like is my life fucked up? So, am I crazy? Is my life fucked up? I want to be master of my domain. So I'm kind of figuring out that if I get my shit together in my house, like now I'm talking about my house, right, where we all live, right? In your house, then, you know. Okay, and maybe I'll tell you how to do that in a second. But once you start getting your shit together, you're more calm, you know? Like you're it's you know what's going on and you know where your shit is and you're not late anymore and you are more clear in your visions about your future and the things that you want to do with your life and things that are valuable to you that you want to keep and things that you want to destroy and put in the fire. I did that a couple of times. It was pretty fun. So, yeah. I was thinking it would be cool to get like a plot of land and just like smash shit. There, like Disneyland for like smashing stuff and like setting stuff on fire. Wouldn't that be neat? So yeah, that would be cool. But I, you know, okay, so it was a couple of things. What did I, it was mostly like a lot of fucking paper, like, which is, you know, an obvious thing, but no, like I've been like feeding this fire. Paper from my office, paper from like memory boxes that I wanted to keep. Those were great. Just burning those like letters and things, just like fuck you. You know? Like, so that's kind of that's the kind of way I want to come at this, like the declutter and the whole cleaning your house thing. Like, I don't want to do the spark joy, you know? I want what what I really want to bring to this whole scene. Man, I'm getting lost in the fire again. Sorry, it's awesome. Is, you know, not everything has to fucking spark joy. Sometimes you look at something and it sparks anger. And hatred, and you just wanna fucking destroy it. That's not sparking joy, you know what I mean? And you think, how not sparking joy? We're not, you know, looking for joy here. When I go through my shit, I'm like, is this stuff holding me down? Am I drowning in my stuff? Like in my books? How many fucking books does one person need? Are you a curator of a library? Or are you. You can only really read one book of it at a time. If you're even fucking lucky to read be reading a book. Privilege to you. Or you're taking the time to read a book. That's awesome. But you can only read one book at a time, honestly. Anyway, I have a personal vendetta for books. Because my partner Ronnie has some books that he hasn't even cracked open, like that he's got from Christmas presents, you know, that he hasn't even intentionally chosen. And they're on the freaking bookshelf, and I gotta stare at them. So, you know, just in my nitpicking of. Just all the stuff everywhere. I look at these books and I'm like, ah, because I have whittled my books down to one tiny shelf. Well, you know, tiny is, I don't know how many. I probably have like 20 books. Probably Yeah. And which I'll show you a picture of later. I'll put a picture of my books in the comments or whatever, however the hell you do that. And then you can see I got like, and some that I haven't even read. And actually, I want to read them. So they're kind of pissing me off too. So they're almost going to be out of here if I haven't read it. I got like the Communist Manifesto, which is actually pretty small. It's a pretty thin book, so I could probably get through it really fast. Which is funny, because, like, you know, I haven't even read the friggin' book, but I shit all over them, so. Sometimes. Well, you know, I like a good commune. Like a hippie commune. Like, is that, like, the same thing? It just doesn't seem like it. Like, Gulag Archipelago style. That's not what I think of when I think of hippie, like, hippie-dippy commune. I don't know. Maybe it will. Maybe they do. That was weird. Some sparks went over here. Watch out. Maybe I should close this a little bit more. Because, okay, I got the stick and I was like, I'm poking at it now. I'm poking the fire. Stoking. Is it stoking or poking? I think it's stoking. I'm just playing around when I probably shouldn't. Okay. So, yeah, I burnt some letters. That was fun. Some just, like, memorabilia stuff, but a whole bunch of, like, office stuff. And, like, I got flyers in here now, and I have some wood. And actually, we're gonna get, like, the wood dude to come down and bring us, like, a cord. Of wood. I think it's called a cord of wood. I don't know. A big stack of wood. So, yeah, it's like, you know, we're in like a little townhouse style little house. So, it's pretty rare that they have wood fireplaces now. So, it's pretty neat. And not just neat, it's actually pretty freaking amazing, like mentally just watching this fire. And the destruction, and how I was relating it to, you know, decluttering, getting rid of all your stuff, and how, yeah, sparking, like, motivation to get rid of it, like, sparking anger, and sparking, like, you know, how much time has this taken, like, how many times did I, like, I've moved several times now, things that I've been getting rid of, I've paid money to move them. I've moved them in boxes and you know, exerted muscle strength to, like you know, just how much, and just having, like, a bigger house just to, like, house your stuff. I don't know. How much longer did you have to work? You know, at, like, a shitty job or whatever. Ugh. You know what I mean? For, like, a house that's too big just to store your stuff. So, yeah. So, I've really set ablaze. It's probably been, like, over the past 2 years, because I've been home with Roxy. I have a 2-year-old. I'm in the terrible twos, so no wonder I had a meltdown. I had, like, yeah, toddler meltdown. And you know what? I kind of secretly think that we're kind of born with our personality, but it's just like our body has to catch up, kind of thing, or maybe like our brain has to catch up, but something. So, being an adult, you know, looking after yourself and your stuff. I mean, kids like to look after themselves, and it's not like an adult thing. I think of the word adult, and I think of adulterated. Adulterated is not good. Like, you know, unadulterated? Wait, what's that? Adulterated? Now that sounds exciting, but when something has been, the only word I know is adulterated, because I've been using it, you know, like honey, I don't, honey, and they're selling it like cut 50-50 with like corn syrup, so that honey is adulterated with corn syrup and whatever else, what have yous in there, and stuff like that, right? And so what about people? So is being an adult, like, you know, somebody that has just taken on stuff, mixed in culture, or, you know, just what, even just what your parents tell you, even the gifts that they give you, those books that are sitting there every Christmas, they just give you shit. I was wondering, like, books are so personal. Like, how is it that you're like, here's a book, here's like, here, I want, okay, listen, I want you, really what I want you to do is take like freaking a whole month or whatever and dedicate yourself to this book so that me and you can be on like the same wavelength or whatever. Like, how selfish? How selfish is a book as a gift? I always thought, like, just like, what? Are you pretending to know me, or do you want me to know you more, or what's going on here? Really weird. Yeah, so I've gotten a few gifts, book gifts lately. In years past, I got, those are kind of cute. So listen, I got a Wonder Woman book, like the whole dictionary or whatever on Wonder Woman, which I have not read. It's on my bookshelf, but you guys will see, because I'll put this, the picture of my books in the comments. I don't think I would ever bought this for myself, but I guess he thinks I'm Wonder Woman, so that's kind of cute. That's nice. And what else? He gave me another book. He bought a book. He bought on, he just, I had it and he went and bought it, which was weird. The Celestine Prophecy. I read it many, many, many times, and he has admitted to never reading it. Why did he buy it? So he just bought the book and thought it would just, I don't know, go into his brain by osmosis, perhaps. Or signaling, look, I have a book that you read many times. I have it. It's funny stuff. Possessions possess you. You know what I mean? Like, listen to that. Possession possess you. So, yeah, the more they possess you, that's, I forget who said that. I think it was like in the Fight Club. Fight Club. Yeah. So that's a book I wish I had. I saw the movie and it was fucking amazing. And he was all about cleaning. Well, he sold soap. I remember people's own fat. He made it into soap. I love that. I thought that was really cool. Yeah. So, cause and lately, I've been getting into, like, I made my own cleaning products, which is pretty neat. And I use soap berries. Do you guys know what soap berries are? Well, they're like berries that are soap. Oh my god. And they're actually freaking amazing. And they grow in trees in the Himalayas. So it's like they're God sent, like, cleaner in a tree. So, and you know, that just, and they actually work and everything. And what I do is I boil the shit out of them. Literally, like, the stuff comes out, the juice, and I kind of mash up with a potato masher. I make a concentrate, and then from there, I like play chemist and mix up cleaning products. And I add essential oils, like pine. Pine is actually like Pine Sol. There's a reason why Pine Sol. And I read, and I can't find anywhere that I Google now, but I read, like, I think like 5 years ago, that the Christmas tree was being studied, the pine tree, right, which is a Christmas tree, old Christmas trees in a big pile. They had found that I don't know why, I don't know how they got this, actually, which that would be such a really cool train of thought to figure out, because how they got from, okay, so they had these Christmas trees and they were decomposing, and the decomposition, their, again, destructiveness, created a defense to the N1H1 virus. It wasn't an article, it was a clip from somewhere, some news channel, so I'm never going to see that again. And then I Googled it and I can't find anything on it, which is weird. So pine, it kills, cold and flu viruses. So, which I really think, so that probably has a lot to do with why the cold and flu is just, attacking us so virally. Is because we opt for the artificial Christmas tree and we don't have the real thing anymore, and that real thing was actually killing bacterias and viruses and shit in our homes. Doesn't that just blow your mind? That's the reason why you bring that tree, that fucking tree, inside your house. It's to, to ward off the cold and flu. Pretty neat, right? Yeah, so, stuff like that. That's what I want to get into with this podcast. If you go down this rabbit hole with me of euthenics, you're going to see that this is like one of these meta-truths, like the cleaning, cleanliness. It's always, it's in everything. It's going to be like, what's that sacred math? Sorry. Excuse me, I have a frog in my throat. I'm getting over a cold because I did not have a real Christmas tree this year. I put pine in my cleaning products, so that's cool. Citrus as well kills some stuff. We all know this. It's in our culture. So that's what I mean. I want to get into this. These truths of cleaning and, what's up. And like I said, I'm getting really freaked out about the other bugs that are really freaky. So I'm getting rid of all my stuff and I'm paring down and I'm thinking, is this going to hold me back? Is this going to make me sick? Is this going to take precious time away from, do I have to clean this more than I want to? Stuff like that. So I'm getting rid of all my stuff and it feels awesome. It just feels really like cleansing, kind of, and even if I feel like I haven't done enough that day, I can look around and I'm like, well, like, I cleaned, and I know, like, cleaning is in and itself something really important. And, you know, and another thing that Fight Club had, which is pretty neat, was they had, like, you know, they were, like, regimental. And you kind of, you know, getting a schedule going for yourself. So, like, once you start getting rid of all your stuff, then you start, you know, you're going to want to eat better. So then you're going to want a meal plan. So here's a little plan. So you got your cleaning plan. Now you got a meal plan coming up, you know, and it's all, like, naturally this is all going to happen because you're like, yeah, now I want to, you know, take care of the domain, which is my body. So I want to take care of that because, hey, I really like where my life is going and I want to continue it and I don't want to get sick and I, you know, and times are really freaking exciting and I don't want to be depressed and I don't want to, you know, just fuck the whole day, you know, playing video games, social media, TV, Netflix, and chill. So you're going to get a schedule. Because you're going to be like, what do I want to do, you know, with my life? Because now I'm not so drudgery with all this, you know, right? You're making space. And then your mind is like, ooh, now there's space here that I can play in. And I can think clearly now. And so, you know, you just kind of lighten up your mood. And you're kind of angry at the same time, actually. Because some of this shit has been weighing you down. And you do want to fucking get rid of it and set fire to it. And, you know, and you should. And there's nothing wrong with feeling shitty about decisions you had made, you know, or didn't make, or whatever. Just be like, ugh, and then fucking kick it to the curb, all this shit that you don't want. It's just stuff. Who cares? Fuck it. If you need it again, just, you'll get it somehow. It'll come back into your life. You know? I don't know. Prove me wrong. Get rid of your shit. And see if you ever need it. So, yeah, you know, I bet you, you're carrying stuff around your house, like, of projects and stuff that you want to do, like art, like sewing, like baking, stuff like that. That's all things that I want to do. Gardening. Yeah, okay, so now that you're meal planning, now you're like, oh, fuck, all the food in the grocery store is gross. And everyone's dying from the romaine. And you're like, shit. Didn't I see on Pinterest that I could just chop a romaine off, you know, leave 3 inches at the bottom, put that in water, and then it starts growing itself right in your kitchen? Fuck yeah, it does. It totally does. It also gets gross after a while if you don't clean it. So now you have, you know, a gardening schedule, and now you gotta maintain your, that's your food. So things start to kind of just really turn around and change for the better once you start getting rid of your stuff. So not really looking all the time for, is this sparking joy? Is this sparking a fucking flame to burn this shit, blaze it out of my life, you know? And spark the flame in you. Your domain, which is your body, you know, that you want to be healthy and you want to have a nice life. And, you know, why not? So this is the way to do it. You got to clean your shit. Everybody shits. Everybody's got to clean it up after. That's just, you know, no matter who you are, man, woman, child, rich, poor, healthy, unhealthy, anybody, you know. We all make waste. That's, We all breathe air, you know, we all need the sun, and we all gotta eat. And so start by just throwing shit out and fuck the environment for the moment or whatever. Just, well, that's another podcast. That's another topic. Fuck the environment for the moment. Because, well, you know what? Honestly, to be honest, I think it'll be fine. The earth will be fine. I don't think really, I don't know. I mean, it can go through, like, a crazy Hiroshima or whatever, and, like, the deer are back, you know? The vegetation is coming back. So, I don't know. And I think, I kind of think, like, the earth is destroying us also anyway, so. But that's, I just said that because people feel guilty about throwing their shit out. And I don't feel guilty for making yourself better by getting rid of garbage, okay? So, because I went through that, and that was a big hurdle to get over, and but the earth will be fine, strong, okay? And so are you, and yeah. So I think this was a good podcast, and I think I'm gonna leave it like this. I'm gonna post it right away. I'm not going to edit it or anything. And let me know. What do you think? Because on the fly and, like, you know, new to this. And I just wanted to be cool. You know, I just wanted to be cool. I wasn't, no stress. Just, but I just wanted to share, like, some findings. Yeah, that have been really exciting me lately, and I'm just like, whoa, cleaning, wow! So, I really, you know, change your sheets, change the world. And, yeah. So, and I feel much better than I did today. I had my little fire just now, and I got my feelings out, with you. And so, cool. This was really neat. So, yeah. So, tell me how you think it went. And I'll, for your listening pleasure, I'll be back next time. Bye.